Action Park Media.
You're on the ILC, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the ILC podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you as the New York Islanders are now one step away from the Stanley Cup semifinals. A 5-4 win in Boston on Monday night. Oh, what a performance by the Islanders. So much heart. So much grit. Get outshot by a billion. It don't matter. Islanders never quit. And they win it 5-4 to take a 3-2 series lead, heading back to the old barn, the Nassau Coliseum, on Wednesday night, where they will look to eliminate the big, bad Boston Bruins. As always, you can listen to the show on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, anywhere that you would like to listen. You can find the Isle Seat Podcast right there. As always, you can get your Isle Seat Podcast gear, white whale hats, and more. YesMenOutfitters.com. Devin has got so much great stuff going on for the playoff run, and I'm sure, as we're about to talk about, you'll even find maybe some New York Saints gear on YesMenOutfitters.com, since that's now the new name of the Islanders, the New York Saints, as you're now listening to the Isle Saint podcast right here. All the New York Saint talk that you can get. So make sure you check out Devin, YesMenOutfitters.com. Islanders win 5-4 in Boston. And let's talk about the game first before we talk about their ridiculous joke of a head coach that the Bruins have. Isle survived a first period where they could have easily been down 3-0. Like, let's be honest here. It was scary times in that first period. I mean, the Bruins had all the pressure. The Bruins had all the action. The Bruins were doing whatever they wanted to do to the Islanders in that first period. And somehow, it's tied after one. Tied! And for me, and you know, Marchand missing those two opportunities that could have made it 2-0 after the Pastrnak goal, that's when you're like, all right, things are, you know, they got to just get out of this thing somehow. And then you get the penalty at the end of the period. Barzy puts one in, 1-1. You're going to the room, and you have to be feeling really good because of how bad the first 15 minutes of it went. And to only be down 1-0, that showed you right there. The Islanders, they got a little momentum here. They've got a little bit of heart. You know that they always have that, and they're going to make it happen. Second period, once again, the Islander power play goes to work, and whoever thought that we would be sitting here praising the New York Islander power play, saving the day in Boston, and in Boston's where they've been outstanding. I think they got 6 power play goals now in Boston in these 3 games, and 3 of them on Monday night. Enormous work by the Islander power play, which we have yelled and screamed about how awful it is for years, which makes Cassidy even more of an idiot for what he said. I mean, how about stopping the vaunted Islander power play once in a while? They score 3 goals on Monday night, each one bigger than the next. Barzy, Kyle Palmieri, Jordan Eberle. Tremendous stuff. And who else was huge? Semyon Varlamov. Made the big saves. Tuukka Rask didn't. Isles won Monday night because their guy made saves and the other guy didn't. It's that simple. It is that simple. But listen, we know the coach is the story because the way that the coach for the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, decided after the game to once again play this game. You know, let's play a little game here and blame the officials. Say that the refs are the reason. And this is what fires the Islander fan up. We talked about it a little bit with the Penguins series, how when the Islanders beat the Penguins, well, you know, it was jarry. You know, Islanders didn't deserve to win. The Penguins should have won in 5. It was jarry. That's the reason why. So now we're setting it up again here. Well, you know, the refs handed the series to the Islanders. That's what happened. The refs handed them the series. No, that is not at all what has happened here. Not at all. Bruce Cassidy. Let's listen to this guy. Listen to Bruce Cassidy here on Monday night after this game. Listen to him.
Well, Jimmy, I think what happens, okay, so this is my take on it. We're playing a team that has, you know, very respected management.
Very respected, staff. They won a Stanley Cup, know.
So, but I think they sell a narrative over there that it's more like the New York Saints. you know, not the New York Islanders. You know, they play hard and they play the right way.
But they do play hard the right way.
I feel the same way. And the calls, the exact calls that are getting called on us, do not get called.
No, they don't. So yeah, you're right.
And I don't know why.
The
these
teams
are very
have the
good
same
officials.
Amount of power plays.
They're
in
at
the series,
this point
Bruce.
In the season for a reason.
Honestly,
you've got continuous high sticks every game. The exact same high sticks. You know, Bergie with Nelson behind the net. The one that comes up on Smith. Marshy got called for that in game one. I could go on and on.
You could
Wagner,
go on. You're not going to go on and on right now. We'll go back to you, Bruce. Let's let that sit for a second. This guy tried this act after Saturday night's game. When the Islanders won at the Coliseum, even the series at two, he decided to play this game where I'm going to try to, you know, get in the official's head. I'm the big, bad Boston Bruins, and I'm going to go get in the official's head, and I'm going to try to get some calls for my team. You want to know what you did, Bruce? You screwed yourself. Okay? That's what you did. Because of your comments after Saturday's game, maybe the officials did turn their back on a couple of calls. Was there a couple penalties out there? Of course there was. It's the playoffs, Bruce! How long have you been involved in the game? How long? Even before you've been coaching the mighty Boston Bruins, you've been involved in the game. Have you watched playoff games in the past, Bruce? Have you? Have you seen how calls go? How many things don't get called? An embarrassing statement by this guy, who's a quote-unquote respected head coach in the NHL. This guy, Butch Cassidy here. Respected head coach in the NHL, sitting there after the game, blaming the officials, crying about the officials, that's why the Islanders won. Do you want to know why Bruce is doing that? You want to know why Bruce is sitting up there at that podium, blaming the refs for that game? I'll tell you why. Because his team should have been up 3-0 after the first period, and they yacked up a couple of empty nets, all right? Marchand should have never missed that. I mean, Marchand should have scored. He should be 2-0 early in that game. His team yacked up a first period where they dominated the Islanders, and they couldn't get it done, so Bruce had to find other things. His goalie was a joke on Monday night, so he's got to find other things to turn the attention to. So let's talk about the refs. Your penalty kill, Bruce. How about you talk about them? You should have been talking about them after the game. Not the refs. Because they let the vaunted Islander power play score goal after goal after goal after goal after goal all over you. Blaming the refs. Yeah, the second best penalty kill in the league this year, Bruce. Bruce, Butch. I'm going to keep going back and forth. Second best penalty kill in the league. They give up 3 power play goals to the Islanders in a huge Game 5 at home on Monday night. And this guy's got the stones to sit at that podium and blame the refs? Please. Please. How about you make a stop? How about you do that? You want to know why else you're sitting up there talking about the refs? Because the coach on the other side has out-coached you, and he's out-chest-moved you. That's why you're sitting up there blaming the refs. Let's hear the next out chest moved right here. Here we go. Let's listen to Bruce some more.
Stay in front of the net.
Let's keep going.
You know, maybe we need to sell them more.
Sell
flop,
them more.
But that's
flop.
Not
yes,
us.
Yes. Not you.
You just hope they'd see them. I mean, the same calls
I
go
know.
Against us.
I
so
know.
It's not like I'm sitting there going, well, every call against us sucks. It's not true.
Well,
it's
that's exactly what you're
the
doing.
End of the day,
that's exactly what you're
plays.
Doing. That's exactly
they
what
need
you're
to
doing.
Be penalized on those plays. But like I said, I think they've sold it a great
job. Oh, they've
job
sold it. Yes.
Selling
they've
that
sold
narrative.
It.
That,
the
no,
narrative.
They're clean.
Yeah, they're clean.
They play hard. Hard brand of hockey.
Very
love the
hard,
way they
very
play.
Hard.
But they
the little
commit as many fractions as we do. Trust
little
me.
Engine
so
that could.
It's just a matter of calling them. So, you know, that's the part that I guess
here
gets frustrating.
Now let's get to the biggest mistake
it.
You made in the series.
You know,
let's hear
like
it now, Bergeron. Bruce. Here it is. Here
throwing
it is.
Out the, what, the first 2, 3, 4 faceoffs he takes because someone mentioned, you know, have a little respect
oh,
for Patrice
a little
Bergeron.
Respect.
He's up for the Selkies. Oh, he's been a warrior in this league, a face
oh,
of the franchise.
Warrior in the league.
Does everything right for hockey. Sells the game.
He does.
And that's
sells
the way you treat
game.
Him. I mean, come on.
That's why you guys are in the Winter Classic every year.
Someone speaks out and says something. Like, you know, all of a sudden. So they just need to be better than that. Just, you know. Just call the game what you see.
Call what you
quit
see.
Listening to these outside
influences. Outside
influences.
There we go, Bruce. Right. I wanted to hear it right there. Let's not listen to these outside influences. I've got news for you, Bruce. You're the one who started the outside influences. You want to know why? The only reason that Barry Trotz, who is, like I said, he has out-chest-pieced you this entire series. The only reason why Barry Trotz even mentioned the Patrice Bergeron nonsense is because of what you did after Game 4, you're the one who sat there and cried about the refs. And that is why Barry said, okay, you want to try to influence the officials through the media? Well, then I'll do the same thing. And that's why Barry then on Sunday decided to drop the Bergeron stuff. He sat at it overnight. All right, is that the way that Butch wants to play it? I'll play it too. And did Barry get himself a couple of Bergeron getting thrown out of the faceoff circle on Monday night? He did. And Bruce has nobody to blame but himself. Because if he didn't cry about the officials to begin with, Barry would have never brought up Bergeron in a faceoff circle. Never! But Barry, this is why Barry's the best in the game. Because Barry knows, look at this guy. Is this guy serious? He wants to try to play a game through the media with the refs? I'll play a game through the media with the refs. And it backfired on Butch in two ways. It backfired because what Barry said was true. All right, he's right. I mean, the guys and everybody's... Everything that everybody has said about this nonsense with the face-off circle is 100% true. Everybody's been doing it since the start of hockey. The best players get the advantages, blah, 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 blah. You know what? He does cheat every time. He's one of the best. But if Barry says that, he gets it in the ref's ears. And now they're throwing Bergeron out of the circle. And Barry would have never said it if Bruce didn't try to play that way to begin with. So you did it to yourself, dude. You did it to yourself. Blaming the refs. This is, you're the mighty, big, bad Boston Bruins. Blaming the refs. And let me just hear this. This is for their fans, too. And everybody's, why the hell would the National Hockey League actually instruct their officials to give the Islanders an advantage to beat the Bruins? Like, they need the Islanders, like, for some, like, TV rating thing. Like, are you... They put the Bruins in every single primetime situation they ever had. You think they want the Bruins going out here against the Islanders? You know, Gary up there at the office on Park Avenue and the great executives of NBC who are going out the door? You think they want the Islanders in the Final Four over the Boston Bruins who play in every Winter Classic, every Stadium Series game, every opening night game, every Thanksgiving Friday game, every NBC 7 o'clock at night playoff game? You think they want the Islanders to beat the Bruins? Get your head out of your rear end. Seriously. You want to know what I want for once? I want somebody, an opposing coach, or an opposing media member, or an opposing fan of a team that the Islanders to beat. I want them at some point to go, you know what? That team's good. You know what? That team outplayed us. You never get it. You never get it. And that's what frustrates you as an Islander fan. You never get that. But they keep winning. So it is what it is. Barry has made Bruce Cassidy looks silly in this series. Silly. He's made enough adjustments to it. At least. Listen, you can't stop that line. Slow down. He makes adjustments in the game. You saw it on Monday night after the first period. They obviously have their push. But for Bruce Cassidy to sit there and say the refs are the reason that this is going on. There are several reasons. Here's what this has come down to, Bruce. The Isles are deeper than the Bruins 1-20 right now. This is just like the Penguin series. The Islanders are the deeper team 1-20. And guess what? You can't play the perfection line and Charlie McAvoy for 55 minutes every night. Okay? That's what it comes down to here, Bruce. Your penalty kill has been a nightmare. Your goaltender, who's only hurt when the Islanders win, he wasn't hurt in the games they won, but he's hurt in the games that they lose. And he's not 100%. He needs maintenance. That was a complete embarrassment as well, how they handled the Rask thing. I mean, geez, I don't know what goes on with that dude. But he was awful on Monday night, and the Islanders took advantage of it. The Islanders have the better goaltending in this series. The Islanders are the deeper team that can play every member of their roster throughout the entire game. And that's why they're winning this series 3-2 right now. Carlo's been a huge loss for them. When Carlo went down, that hurts them. Because now they really only have one D pair that's adequate. Their other two aren't. And they can't play these other guys. Their bottom six isn't very good. These were the advantages. Said it with B-Comp in the preview. There's holes in their bottom six. There's holes on their third defensive pair. It's happened. On top of that, they've had injuries to Carlo and Miller. It is what it is. The Islanders are the deeper team, 1 through 20. Obviously, they're not the mighty perfection line. And those guys are no joke. But they can't play every minute of the game. And the Islanders have found a way to at least try to stem the tide when those guys are out on the ice and shut down everybody else. And they've done that. They've done that. Yes, Krejci had a goal Monday night. You know, Hall has been completely shut down. Their bottom six, other than that Coyle goal in, what was that, game two, they've done nothing. I don't even, their fourth line, you know, you talk about guys, another bunch of guys who think that they're tough. I don't know what the deal with those guys like Wagner is. But that's why Bruce has to talk about refs. Because his bottom six hasn't gotten it done. His penalty kill has been embarrassing. His goaltending stinks. Okay? Stinks. And that's why it's 3-2 Islanders right now. Not because of the officials. That was embarrassing what that guy did. I lost so much respect for this dude. Butch Cassidy. Blaming the refs. Give Patrice Bergeron some respect. Are you serious, bro? This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. You started the referee media war. And when you lose it, you like dig the hole a little deeper? Embarrassing. I could not believe listening to that joker tonight. I just could not believe it. Sad. It really is. But how about an Islander positive part of this? Let's get to, because the Islanders are getting it done here. Okay? Is it kind of a little, you know, bend but don't break at times? Yes, it 100% is. Is it waiting for mistakes? Is it what the Islanders do? It, of course, is all of those things. But everyone has had a hand in these last few wins. And that's what Islander hockey is all about. Matthew Barzal has completely come alive in this series. Completely come alive. And look at how much different it is offensively when that happens. Kyle Palmieri, I mean, geez. Jeez. I mean, Lou's like, look, Lou couldn't have even foreseen this. I mean, absolute magician. The guy basically, you know, looked like he didn't even play the regular season games. And he has had a monster playoff for the Islanders. He has scored huge goals. Brock and Bailey get it back going on Monday night. The Cizikas line has great shifts every single night. Everybody has contributed, as always. Everyone has contributed to the Islanders getting to where they are right now, which is a chance to finish this team off on Wednesday. That's Islander hockey. Blaming the refs. Should be embarrassed. Their organization should be embarrassed. Their players should be embarrassed by what this guy did after the game on Monday night. Blaming the refs. Outshot the Islanders. What was it? 45-18? Farley's been great. What a bizarre playoff. You had Sorokin be the hero in round one, and now Farley's being the guy in round two. Helps to have two goalies. Helps to have two goalies. Rask isn't 100%. He was 100% when you put him in the net to start the game. Okay? If a guy plays, he's not hurt. Okay, that's the way it goes. If he plays, you can't cry afterwards, he's hurt. It's always something when the Islanders win. It is always something. So now let's go to Wednesday now here. This is it. Isles up 3-2. This is the spot everybody wants when a series starts. And for the second series in a row, the Islanders have a chance to drop the hammer at the old barn on Hempstead Turnpike. And let me tell you, I have to say this. I was there on Saturday for Game 4. Unbelievable scene. It really was. What that's become there over the last couple years and just everything that's happened, it really is, it's truly special. And I think that when it closed the first time in 15 and, like, you know, they won that last game against the Caps, that game six, and you left. You know, the 40 and under Islander fan didn't have a lot of moments in that place. And even winning that game, you know, they didn't win that series. They didn't do anything else. I think that what these last 3 years have really done, no matter what happens here, is I think that it has been really important and really special that the younger Islander fan, the 40 and under, and even, listen, this is every fan, the fans that were around for the glory days, it's been awesome that they've had some new moments at this building before it shut down. But there's been a lot of moments for the younger Islander fan in these last 3 years at this old building that is an absolute dump. We all know it. We say it a billion times. They weren't wrong for leaving there in 15. The place they went to sucked. They ended up coming back, a little bit of a rebirth. Place was still a dump. But a lot of fans who never got to experience the glory days in that building, they did get to get a few of their own memories in there these last 3 years. Some very special nights and some very special moments. And I think that that's a cool thing about this little last act that the old Nassau Coliseum has gotten to have in the last 3 years, is that for a lot of fans who didn't get to see the great moments of that old building, they were able to get a few moments. And they're going to get a few more. And they got a chance for another really big one on Wednesday night. That, for me, is a really cool thing that's gone on. Because a lot of people, I know myself included, you know, when you left there in 15, it was, ah, you know what, this place sucks. I can't wait to get to a new place. And that's still the case. Yeah, we know the Islanders have needed a building for our entire lives. And it's going to be awesome being at UBS in the fall. But I think the fact that a lot of people who didn't have moments in that place have gotten to make some and seen how special it was for a long time, despite the fact that it's an absolute dump. I mean, God, I mean, don't even try to go to the bathroom at these games. Don't even try to go. You're wasting your time. I don't know what to do. I don't know how do you solve the problem. And you know what? Hopefully there's only 7 more games there to solve it. Right? Wednesday, 3 the next round, 3 the round after that. Hopefully there's only 7 more games there to solve it. Or at the most 7 games. But I think it has been cool how that place has gotten to have a lot of moments here over the past couple years. Really good. And now they got a chance for another one on Wednesday. Drop the hammer game. All right? This is what you play for. You've won 2 games in Boston. You don't want to have to try to win a third one on Friday night. You need to do what you did against the Penguins. You need to go in there, and you need to finish the job. They are on their heels. They cannot believe that they're down 3-2 in this series. They can't believe it. Okay? The mighty perfection line, the mighty Boston Bruins can't believe they're down 3-2. Their media, their fans, all of them, they can't believe what's going on. Finish it off. Send them home in style. With a loss to the Coliseum. And geez, I mean, if Cassidy, the way he's acted, if I was the Bruins, if he loses this game on Wednesday, I'd send him back in too. He embarrassed the organization with that rant on Monday night of the New York Saints. And then Barry throwing it back at his face was gold as well. Barry throwing it back at his face was tremendous. I mean, really. It's just too good. It is too good. Oh, it is too good. Let's hear it.
Bruce Cassidy seemed to be very upset tonight post-game with the officiating. I think he referred to your team as the New York Saints. I'm not really sure how what context that was in, but did you feel the officiating?
You'll have to ask him about that. I know that. just look at where we end up during the year. I think we were one of the least penalized teams in the whole league. So I don't know what he means by that.
Yeah. How great is Barry? Stuffs it back in his face. Nothing like getting dunked on by Barry. Oh, Bruce, you asked for all of it. You asked for all of it. Tremendous job by the Islanders. So much heart. You have to be proud if you're a fan of this team, the way that they have fought in this series. They have not outplayed them pillar to post. There are clearly times in these games where the Bruins have the ice tilted, but the Islanders find a way to get past it and keep themselves in these games to where when that team makes mistakes, the Islanders are making them pay. The vaunted Islander power play going to send the Boston Bruins home. Oh! Oh! I can't believe it. I can't believe it. What a job. Isles go for the kill on Wednesday night. Game 6, Nassau Coliseum. Get it done. And move on to the Stanley Cup semifinals, as they're calling it this year. No East and West finals, as we know, where they will face the winner of the Lightning and the Carolina Hurricanes. I will not discuss the potential opponent and the Islanders' past series with them until we know that that is the matchup. But the Islanders or the Bruins will face the winner of Carolina and Tampa this weekend, most likely, depending on how these series go. So everybody enjoy it on Wednesday night. If you're going to the game, it's going to be an unbelievable time, and the Islanders will hopefully shut the door. Not hopefully. What are we talking about, hopefully? They're shutting the door on Wednesday night. See you, Butch. Butch Cassidy. Get him out of here. Embarrassing performance by him. All right, guys. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. We will try to do something after they win on Wednesday night. Either way, either we're getting ready for the next round, talking about a Game 7, we'll try to do what we can. Late nights here, we don't care. There was no way I was going to sleep without talking about Bruce Cassidy tonight and his press conference. Great win by the Islanders on Monday night. I'll talk to you guys later in the week. Have fun on Wednesday at the barn. As always, get your Isle Seat podcast gear at yesmenoutfitters.com. I'm sure Devin's going to have New York Saints stuff all loaded up for you. The Isle Saint podcast. Oh, the New York Saints. I love it. I love it. I really do. It's awesome. Guys, have fun. Thanks for listening, as always. My thanks to the crew at Action Park Media as well for everything that they do. I'll talk to you guys later in the week. Have a good one.